Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the Rough Riders Podcast. I'm your host, Tovin, with the commissioner here, Sauce. How you doing today, my brother?
How you doing, man? Good.
That's good. We're going to start with the game of the week, Sunday, Cowboys versus the Giants. Dak Prescott had 168 yards, zero TDs, and two interceptions, with Zeke toting the ball for 20 times and finishing with 68 yards and zero TDs. Amari Cooper finished the day with 55 yards, and Gallup had 43 yards, with the leading tackler being Xavier Woods, finishing the game with 8 tackles. How did the Giants do, Sauce?
I think the Giants did pretty good, man. It was a good game from Danny Dimes, you know, taking over for a full season from Eli after Eli retired. Danny Dimes ended up with 290 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. As far as rushing, Saquon had a pretty good game, 13 attempts, 90 yards, averaged pretty much 7 yards a carry. Man, I really like this team. I like what they did with the offensive line, fixing some of their problems. Still think they might have one little hole in the offensive line, but I'm sure as the season goes along, they'll fix it.
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised that Dak wasn't able to put up bigger numbers with this defensive secondary. We do know that the Giants have been struggling defensively with the Tom Coughlin leaving the team. It's been a problem for a few years.
True.
You know, I think Dak has potential, great potential. But we'll see what he can do in the coming weeks, man. We'll see what he can do in the coming weeks. These dudes have plenty of weapons. They should definitely be able to put up much more numbers than they have with the first week. But I'm going to benefit the doubt and call it a week one slump. What do you think?
I agree. I think it's a week one slump, but I believe Dak needs to get his rookie CD Lamb more involved with that one catch for 6 yards. I can't see it. I can't see it. This guy has amazing speed. He has big hands. The guy can catch, can go up over defenders. I mean, he was a superstar in college.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper, you got Amari Cooper. Name speaks for itself. It's Amari Cooper. Did a tremendous 100%. Job in Oakland last season. Came in, did an amazing job. This year, I expect big things out of this team. But we'll see as the season goes along, because it looks like it's going to be tough in the division for him this year.
Okay, yeah, only time will tell. All right, we're going to follow up with the primetime game being the Steelers versus the Patriots. Old man Ben at 37 years old still putting up big-time numbers. 279 yards, 4 TDs and 2 interceptions. That's a pretty solid performance from the old guy. What do you think, man?
Man, 37 years old, coming out throwing 279 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Phenomenal.
First game of the season. Man, look, 101.7 rating. Man, that's a phenomenal job. Shows the experience, shows the talent, shows what type of guy this is at quarterback.
Yeah, man, 100%. I got to agree. I mean, to be able to do it at that top level at 37 years old, you know, the bones don't move the same when you're that old. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Your joints get a little stiff, you know what I mean? But, you know, with those top-notch trainers, they're definitely keeping this guy in big-time shape.
I agree.
Edmund finished the day with 2 interceptions, and the tackle leader was with 9 tackles. How did...
Man, Patriots look horrible. I don't know what's going on, but Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay, Jared Stidham stepping in as a rookie. Man, look, I'm going to call it a rookie mistake. 1 touchdown, 6 interceptions. Did throw for 228 yards, but man, they look lost on offense. Defense, they look like they stayed at home for the day.
The boys was ready for Sunday night, huh?
No, man, they should have played Sunday morning.
I mean, what it sounds like to me is, you know, they were able to drive down the field. I mean, when you have 228 yards, you're definitely moving the ball. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I guess in those clutch moments, or, you know, red zone maybe, you know, it is harder to score in the red zone. I'll give them that.
That's true.
But, I mean, to throw 6 interceptions, you know, that's very bad. Decision-making definitely needs to be improved if you want to have a successful season, if you want to make it to the promised land.
I know Bill Belichick is there. I know Bill Belichick is there. This is the greatest coach of all time, in me, my personal opinion. You know, but
definitely,
I look forward to seeing what this guy can do after week one. But, you know, it kind of hurts him not having that Tom Brady figure to sit behind at least a year or so, you know, and come in. You're coming from Auburn, very good school, SEC. But, man, look, this is welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, 100%. And what do you think that's going to do to this user? It's going to affect for the following weeks to come, or you think it's just, you know, you think he'll be able to shake it off for the next following weeks?
I think he'll be able to shake it off. I mean, the Steelers played a very good game, you know. This is a week-to-week thing here, you know. Anything can happen. Definitely. You know, it's football. Definitely. Anything can happen. A fumble here, a tip ball here for a touchdown. You never know. Anything can happen. A kid can throw for 500 yards next week. I can't say after the first game. It's just one game. I give him the first game. You know, I give him a couple weeks. Let's see what happens with this user. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
I'm having big hopes for the Steelers. You know, it was an absolute blowout. And then you have both numbers from both sides of the ball. You have great numbers from Ben Roethlisberger, and you also have great numbers from the running back, James Conner, with 16 carries, 142 yards, and one TD. It's a phenomenal performance. That's phenomenal performance all around. And defense did their thing as well. So I'm definitely I definitely see the Steelers doing well in this league. You know, we do have some talented guys in there. But, I mean, with numbers like this, opening week, you know, the Steelers could definitely be good.
I agree 100%. But, you know, that game was over when they woke up that morning.
Oh, yeah, that's what them boys definitely didn't eat their Wheaties, man.
Definitely did.
All right, so we're going to follow up with the Monday night game, Saints versus the Texans. Drew Brees had a solid performance as well, 147 yards, one TD for two interceptions, 16 attempts, and 16 completions for 21 attempts. That's a very solid performance. Those are very solid numbers. Latavius Murray carried the ball for he had 8 carries for 12 yards. That's pretty sad. You know, I would expect Latavius Murray to be a little better than that, given that his youth. You know, he's still a young back, and he still has a little bit more in the tank. I think he needs to get a lot more carries, being that the run game is now. I think you have to definitely be able to use that to your advantage as a user in these top-notch games with these top-notch competition. You know, in a Rough Riders League, we definitely have a few ballers in this league as well. So you got to definitely be able to adapt and bring that run game with you. Jared Cook had 3 receptions for 45 yards, and Michael Thomas finished the day with 2 receptions and 27 yards. Pretty solid performance on the Saints side. How's the Texans do, Sauce?
Texans, they did all right. You know, I mean, it really shows that Texans is really missing DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
You know, Deshaun would just look lost without his number one receiver out there. I mean, they finished the day with 36 passing yards, 36 rushing yards, total 72 yards. You're not going to beat anybody in this league with 72 yards. I mean, Deshaun himself had 55 yards, 3 interceptions. I mean, no touchdowns.
Terrible.
Five for 19.
Terrible.
Completion percentage of 20%, 26%. I mean, that's horrible. QB rating was 0. I mean, that you can't win a game like that. The rushing attack was nowhere to be found. You traded for this phenomenal running back and David Johnson. You got Duke Johnson over there. You got all this talent over there, but you're missing that one key thing that you gave to the Cardinals.
And not to mention Will Fuller with that perennial speed, you know, running. I believe he ran a 4.28 at the combine. So you know, you definitely have a few weapons. 4.28. You definitely have a few weapons. You got to just be able to piece it together, man.
The Texans have the team to go pretty far in the playoffs. I think they have the team to make a nice, decent playoff run.
Oh, yeah.
But they got to get it together with the receivers. They got to fix this running game. Yes, it's week one, but they got to do some with this running game, and they got to do some with the pass game. Deshaun got to make better decisions.
Yeah,
if Deshaun makes better decisions, don't get me wrong, Saints got a great defense, you know, with Cam over there, and now with the addition of Patrick Peterson on the opposite side of Marshawn Lattimore, that's a tough defense to play against, you know, and picking up Malcolm Jenkins back.
Oh, yeah. Jackrabbit.
The Eagles. You know, you got a lot of talent. Demario Davis, you got a lot of talent over there, so they faced a tough team. But I really think the Texans user would be all right. I think he'd be all right. I think he'll turn it around week two, week three, once he gets more acclimated to the league and gets his feet up on it.
Okay, yeah. We'll definitely see in the following weeks to come. We're going to follow up with the primetime game, Broncos versus the Raiders. Derek Carr had 197 yards on the day, 2 TDs with 3 interceptions. His completions was 11 for 19. Jacobs, the running back, toted the ball for 17 attempts and 50 yards. And Harry Ruggs had an absolute monster day with 4 receptions for 106 yards with 2 TDs. Absolute monster performance by the rookie. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. He had a tremendous game. You know, you don't see that out of rookie. You know, the Broncos really, really impressed me. Let me tell you, this kid, Drew Lock, rookie out of Missouri, man, look, 225, one touchdown. Yes, he had two interceptions, but man, you don't expect that from a rookie. You don't expect the 65% rating out of a rookie. He balled out. I'm really impressed with it. I'm really impressed what he did. So I want to see what goes on within the next few weeks, if this kid can keep it going the way he has it going, because he had a phenomenal game. Yeah, they won 17-14. It was a little close. Raiders played tremendous defense.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm really curious to see what this cat does the rest of the season, because it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely looking interesting in the Rough Riders League. We do have a few new guys as well. Actually, there's a bunch of new guys. You know, it's a new league with very promising guys. We'll see you in the following weeks to come. We definitely have a few good matchups coming in down the line. I'm going to go ahead and continue with the league leaders of passing yards, being with Tom Brady at the number one spot, still doing it at his old age. You know what I mean? I mean, he still looked like the GOAT out here. He has 747 yards, 42 for 52, 6 TDs for 4 interceptions with an 80% completion rating. Absolute beast. Still balling at his old age. Justin Herbert in the second spot with 620 yards, 38 for 53, 7 TDs and 1 interception with a 71 completion rating. Matt Ryan with 539 yards, 28 for 39, 8 TDs and 2 interceptions. And we have Danny Dimes with 502 yards, 31 for 40, 3 TDs and 4 interceptions. What do you think about these quarterbacks, man? How did these guys do in these first couple of weeks? How do you think you guys did?
Man, I think they did. I think they did a real good job, man. You know, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. You can't take nothing away from the guy.
Still the GOAT.
You can't take nothing away from me personally. I think he's one of the best to ever do it. Like my opinion is, first game against the 49ers, they lost a couple key players. Second game was against the Panthers. Panthers defense is, you know, hurting and a little lost without Luke Kuechly over there. So, yeah. You know, I want to see what he does when he starts getting with these teams, you know, that's got these good defenses, you know, good cornerbacks, good safeties, linebackers that's been there that can read what he's doing.
Right.
I'm curious to see what he does then. You know, I'm not taking nothing from great quarterback, one of the best of all time.
Right.
As far as Matt Ryan is Matt Ryan. I got to give it to him. He plays for the Falcons. You know, good user, very good user over there.
Mm.
I could see Matt Ryan probably surpassing Tom Brady after this week because, you know, like you say, you got some tough games coming up. And Danny Dimes, man, really shocking me with Danny Dimes is shocking me with, the offensive line, giving him time to throw. And, you know, yeah. I think this kid's a good player. You know, you give him time to throw, he's going to show you something.
He's going to deliver 100%. We'll definitely see in the following weeks to come. You know, again, like I said, we have a few good matchups coming into the line. We'll see what these guys can do. I'm going to go ahead and follow up with the rushing leaders. We have Saquon Barkley with 288 yards. He's averaging 10 yards per carry. It's pretty good. 3 TDs. Todd Gurley with 262 yards. He's averaging 7 yards with 2 TDs. Tyree Cohen with 249 yards. He's averaging 6 yards per carry with 4 TDs. We have Cam Akers with 242 yards. He's averaging 6 yards per carry, and he's leading in TDs with 5. Whopping number. We have Zeke doing it with 218 yards. He's averaging 4 yards per carry and 2 TDs. How do you feel about these rushers, man? You think these rushers are balling out or what?
Rushers are balling out, man. Look, I think it's the year of the running back.
Yeah, man. You know that's the
it's
meta.
Tough.
That's
it's
the
tough meta to now. Run. Yeah. It's tough to throw. Mm-hmm. It's tough to throw, man. With the way the users are playing nowadays.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
With the changes in Madden, you know, it's tough to throw. You know, users are getting good at, you know, interceptions, stepping in front of plays, learning how to, you know, play defense. So yeah. I think it's the year of the running back. I can see a 3,000-yard rusher, maybe 2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, maybe this season, maybe next season. Mm-hmm. But I see some big numbers put up rushing because, you know, if you got the offensive line, man, if you use your offensive line right, and if you use your running back right, mm-hmm. I can see Zeke doing pretty good if the Cowboys use him right.
Yeah, he's a heavy runner. He's a heavy runner, definitely.
Yeah, I can see the Giants doing good. You know, they still left one little hole on that offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I can see Saquon taking off 2,000-yard rushing this season.
100%.
You know, it's so many. Todd Gurley's going to be Todd Gurley, man. I mean, mm-hmm. that
you still think
this guy's healthy.
To take?
He's hard to stop. I think he got a lot of the tank.
From my knowledge, the Rams let him go for a reason. He hasn't been able to produce, you know what I mean? And they had to clear up some cap space. You think that it was in vain? Do you think he still has something to take? You think he can still produce those big-time numbers that he was able to produce when he first came into the league?
I think he still can do it, man. Here's the thing. The Rams, you look at the Rams, they had to free up some cap space, like you said. Second of all, the Rams are redoing their whole roster. They're building around Jared Goff right now.
Yeah.
My thing is, if you keep a seasoned guy like Todd Gurley in your backfield, you might be all right. 100%. You know, I think the Rams would have been better off with keeping Todd Gurley, you know, talking to him, taking a little bit less money. But yeah, they let him come to the NFC South, man, and the NFC South just got better because I think Todd Gurley has a lot left in the tank, man. He just needed somebody to block for him. Yeah. And I think he has a line to block for him right now.
That Falcons user is definitely using him, you know, the way he's supposed to as well, you know, with those 260 yards, averaging 7 yards per carry. That's great. He obviously knows what he's doing over there. And like I said, it's the new meta. And if you can use this new meta to your advantage, it'll make your games that much more easier.
Yeah, I agree 100%, man. It's going to be interesting this year.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. You know, it's the Rough Riders League, baby. You know, the name speaks for itself.
Definitely. Go hard or go home.
Yes, sir, you know the vibes, man. To my knowledge, you do have a website as well as a newsletter. Just go ahead and speak on that for some of the listeners who are, you know, uninformed or don't really know about the website and what the website provides.
Okay, so basically what the website provides is, man, we're trying to make this is into as real as possible. I know it's not the NFL. We know it's not the XFL, things like that. But what we're doing is we've built this website where it's almost the same as like any other website, like NFL, any type. A lot of games are going on. You have live score update with the time clock running. We have items on there that you can go purchase, cups, shirts, everything with our logo on it.
Right.
We also have giveaways on there, gift cards. The users in the league get attribute points for signing up and doing certain things on the website, which we will post for our users that's in the league. We have our wait list on there. We also do breaking news.
Breaking news is,
man, we do like news things like trades, you know, game of the week. We have videos on there, like live videos that where it shows the game of the week or the CBS game of the week, the Sunday night football. It's pretty cool, man. We're trying to take this to a whole new level. Also, on the website, every week in the season, you're going to be allowed to watch the game of the week. It'll be a live cast. As of right now, we're just doing one game of the week, which is the game of the week for the season. So it'll pop up once that game starts. It'll pop up on the website, and you can watch that. Anybody can watch that game. You know, normally it's just the users in the league watching it.
Right.
Now, anybody that's on the website or signed up for our newsletter, which I'll speak about in a minute, will be able to watch these games live. And it'll be just like sitting at home. Hey, man, I could watch something. I ain't even a part of it, but I can get involved in it.
Yeah, man, COVID-19, quarantine. What else are you going to watch, baby? You know, we have a lot of football lovers out there. Come watch some football. You know what I mean? They call Madden a sim game for a reason. You know what I mean? It's the closest thing to the real game, the real deal that we have. You know what I mean? So if you're not doing anything.
Definitely come check it out.
100%. You know, what it sounds like to me is, you know, it's a lot more of a submersive experience. You know what I mean? It's not just your cliche pick up the controller, play your game, and keep on going as you, you know, about your day. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we all play franchises to build. What this does here, it makes it more of an enjoyable experience. I would highly recommend that all of our users, as well as, you know, people who would be interested in joining the Rough Riders League, to sign up for that newsletter, man. Definitely a great feature to have.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, the newsletter will go out. The newsletter is basically going to go out every even week of our season two, like 2, 4, 6, 8, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So it'll go out and it'll have all kind of updates on there to tell you what's going on in the league. Players of the week, your FedEx air and ground player of the week will be on there.
Nice.
We'll have the standings on there. What's the team's records?
Right.
It's going to have so much in the newsletter, man.
That's a dope feature.
Like I said,
man,
the website will be up.
That's a dope feature. And because, I mean, I can't even tell you. I mean, there's been times where, you know, I'd be doing something and I think about my franchise. You know what I mean? or I wonder who's leading the league, and so on. You know what I mean? So, again, the fact that you're able to just pull this up and check on that is a great feature to have, and I would recommend everybody to follow up with it. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And the next thing, like I said, one of the last things we're going to work on once we get everything up and running. Like I said, the website's up and running. The newsletter's going to be sent out tomorrow for the first time. Once we get that working, our next goal is to get an app, man, for the league.
Rough Rider taking over, baby. It's the Rough Rider takeover.
Definitely. We're definitely going to take over. We got Facebook rolling. So you can check out our Facebook app. You have to get an invite to it. But all you have to do is click on it to join, and it's on the website. You can just click on Facebook. It'll send us the link. It'll send us the your information, and we'll invite you to it, and you can check out all the information on it. So, man, we got a lot going on with this league. So, you know, we're trying to make it the best league ever created.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and it definitely will continue from here up until Madden 21 and the future Madden to come. I definitely have high hopes for this league as well, and it's looking very promising.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to conclude our podcast for today. Again, I'm your host, Tovin, here with the Commissioner Sauce himself, the man, the creator. I'm going to wish you guys a good night, and thank you for tuning in. We'll be here same time next week.
Later, guys.
Later.